means he fell, right? On the face or in front of all of his brethren, Nafal. Now, next week's parasha starts, Eile Toldos Yitzchak Ben Avram. Look at the tag, look at the Bala Turim. Look at the Bala Turim in this week's parasha all the way at the end. It says, Al Pnei Kolechov Nafal, and Bala Turim is on the left side there. V'samchlei, and right next to it in the Torah, it says, Eile Toldos Yitzchak. Why is it that one is next to the other? Lomar, Kisheyipol Yishmael Ba'achis Hayomim. When Yishmael will have their downfall in the end of days, Oz Yitzmach Ben David, then Ben David will sprout forth, Shehu Mitoldos Yitzchak. And reason out from the offsprings of Yitzchak. Now, based on a Gemara that we spoke about last week, we understand why he speaks specifically by Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is the one who talks up for us, as we discussed last week. But it's from the downfall of Yishmael, then will be, and that's the Nafal, then will be the coming of Ben David, who's from Yitzchak. Good. Let's continue. Mm-hmm. Next. Vatera, so she, Hagar, became pregnant. And when she became pregnant, she lost a lot of the respect that she had for Sarah, because here Sarah was married all these years and did not become pregnant. And she was married to Avram a very short time and became pregnant. And therefore, she treated her a certain way. Pasik Vav in Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayomer Avram El Sarai. Hinei Shechoseich B'yodeich. Asila Atobeinach. Do what you feel is right. Vata'aneho Sarai. Very, very difficult Pasik, which we cannot go into. We don't have time. It's a very difficult Pasik. Vata'aneho Sarai. Sarai afflicted her. Vativrach miponeho, and she ran away from her. Ramban on the left side. Very difficult Ramban for us. Vataneo Sarai Vativrach miponeho. Choto imenu. Ramban says, our mother sinned. Beinu yazeh, with this affliction. Begam Avraham. Avraham also is involved. Why? Behanicho lasos came, because he allowed Sarah to do it. Vishama Hashem el Onya, Hashem heard of the affliction. Vinosan lo ben, and gave her her son, Shia Pera Odom, which we have to discuss. Lanos Zera Avraham Besara. And for that, she's going to have a son that's going to afflict the children of Avraham and Sarah. Bechol minei inui.
So how is that midah keneged
midah? What's that mean? Bechol
minei. All types of affliction.
But how is that midah keneged midah?
Because you don't understand the pain that Hagar went through, so it's very hard to say.
A universe of pain.
What?
In other words, so Enoch Inami. Okay, so Hagar had tremendous pain.
Right. Enoch and there's therefore this flaw.
Forever time. All Klal Yisrael.
All of Klal Yisrael. Right. Okay, let's see. Okay, so therefore the Malach meets her, and what does she say? Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayomer lo Malach Hashem. Hinochora, you are pregnant. V'yolat bein, you'll give birth to a son. V'karosa Shemo Yishmael. You will call him Yishmael. Please keep this in mind. Kishoma Hashem El Onyech. Because Hashem has heard your affliction. Your inu, your affliction. V'hu yiye pera odom. It's very important that we understand this pasuk. V'hu yiye pera odom. He's going to be a para odom. What is that? Let's see the targum on it. V'hu yiyeh morod be'enosho. He's going to be someone who rebels against man. He's not going to be part of mankind. He's going to be on his own. But more. Yodo bakol v'yad kolbo. His end, yodo bakol v'yad kolbo. Now, what that meant 20 years ago, it's hard for us to understand. But let's see what Targum says now. Hu yiyeh tzrich l'kolo v'yodo d'bnei yanosho yon tzrich l'nei. All of them people are going to need him, as we know with the oil, that everyone needs him. And therefore, they're all dealing with him. V'al p'nei kol echov yishkol. Now, we saw in our departure that it says that what? V'al p'nei kol echov nafru. And here it says yishkol. Mm-hmm. So there's a medrash which we're going to have Lina to deal with. But let's first understand. V'hu yiyeh pera odom. What is a pera odom? If we look at the Eben Ezra here. Chofshi ben odom. He's freed. He has no limits, as we're going to see. Now, the Sephorno, if we see, pera hu chamor. Abor. Shehu yiyeh chamor. And that's what we know. Chazal say, he is dome l'am hadome l'chamor. They're like the mule. They're not, in a sense, human. Unfortunately, we see it today. But let's go to the next page. And here's a very, very interesting maril diskin. Top left corner. Behu yiyeh pera odom. Now watch what he says very carefully. Yodua, it's known, shebechol amokom, all over Torah, yovo shem atoar, the name that describes comes acher shem ha'etzem, after the real name.
The noun.
Kamo, v'ir pera, ukamo ish novom, ish chacham. Odom tov, odom ra, shem ha'etzim kodim. V'lo nimtza k'mat p'shum k'mokom b'mikra. It's almost never found anywhere in Torah. Shem ha'toar kodim. The description before the person.
Adjective before the name.
V'yitochein lomer. Shekan remez romaz. She'ikro yiye pera. The main thing is going to be, whether we call him chamor, call him an animal, call him wild, whatever description you will have. Hu yiyeh pera, v'shem odom, what you call him, a man, yitofel etzlo. It will be secondary. V'shem pera, ki zeyek. The main thing is he's a pera. He looks like a human. But he's not a human, he's a pera. He doesn't fit. If you have a chance, you look up on the posting. Rabbi Hirsch even says that he isn't even in mankind. You have a chance. So the pshat is pera odom is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told through the malach what this person is going to be. He's going to be pera odom. He's going to be an animal, a wild being. He's going to look like an odom. That he's not an Odom. It might appear to be that way. This is one of the key things that why the Americans can't understand the Arabs. There's no way they can understand it. Because after everything said and done, Esav is a human being. Esav has royalty, Esav has dignity. That's really, and in good times, whether it was Rome, Greece, the different times, but Esav had something to him. These people are not. So therefore, the Americans, as an example, feel that when they're dealing with someone, you deal like you deal with another human. So therefore, they're going to make all kind of deals with them, Camp David and on, and they're going to make all kind of deals with them. But what they don't understand is they're not an Adam. Their word's not a word. Nothing that they ever say means anything. They're not reliable. So therefore, they can't understand it. They can't deal with them in that manner. And that's the para Adam that we discuss here. Right? I'm sorry, you wanted to...
No, the Adam is man, is like human-like.
Yeah.
It's not really, it's not a noun. It's an a, it's the para is the, what they are, that's but a, they're a human-like animal.
Right. Looking like humans, but they walk like humans, but really they're para. That's what the Mario Diskins.
So para means something like an...
Well, we saw.
So it's hard to understand that these are the offspring of Abraham, though.
What?
They're not just real men, though.
We're going to see. Let's see. Number one, we know that the bad part of Abraham went into him, as we discussed the other time, right? And we're going to see what the real problem is. Let's go slow. That's why I said we have to say, we're going to learn here a piece from Chaim Vital. You would swear that he lives today. How he writes about them, I can't get over it. But let's start. Now, in the middle, we have here Pirkei de Rebbe Lozer, right? Now watch, let's be careful how we learn it. Sholach, second line down. We'll learn a little bit here so we get a little bit of an idea. Sholach Yishmael v'lokach lo isha me'arvos Moav. He took a woman from Arvos Moav, the Eifa Shema, Liachas Sholoshonin, after 3 years of marriage, Holach Avraham Liros is Yishmael Beno. Now, we're going to see that Avraham had some type of feeling, because we can understand it from many different aspects. But Sarah understood what's going on. V'nishba Sulasara. Obviously, Sarah had this worry, so he swore to Sarah, Shelo yered me'al ha'gamol b'mokom she'yishmol shorishon. He promised he's not getting off the camel in the place where Shmuel lives. V'gi'al Hashem came there b'chatzi ayom in the middle of the day. U'motzu shom es ishto shel Yishmael. Met the wife. Amalo heichenu Yishmael, where is he? Amalo holachu, he went v'imo, Lohavi peiros tamarim min ha-midbar. They want to bring fruit from the midbar. Amalo tanid li ma'at lechem u'ma'at mayim. Avraham asks, please give me a little bit of water, a little bit of bread. Ki ayefo nafshi, because I'm tired, miderech ha-midbar. Amalo, ein lechem, ein mayim. We don't have any bread, no water, no. Amalo, kishiyove Yishmael, Tagidi lo, please tell him. That's Hadvar Meila. Tell him what happened. The Imri lo, and tell him Shebo Zokin Echad Me Eretz Kanan Lerosa. That an old man from Eretz Kanan came to see him. Vo'oma, and he said Shesaf Habayis Einotova. Tell him the old man said that the Shaf Abayis. Now, if you look in the Radal, so the Radal really says, in other words, like the foundation of the house, meaning the wife, ain't a tova. Ukeshabo Yishmael, when Yishmael came home, Yigidolo Ishto Eskadov Azeh, Shulcha, Vishulcha Imo, so Shulcha, he sent her out.
Meaning he divorced her.
Well, if you call it that.
Whatever.
Visholcha imo. V'lochalo isha mibes avia ushma potoma. Od liachas sholoshonim. Obviously, somehow Avraham heard about it. 3 years later, holach Avraham lirasas Yishmael b'no. V'nishba l'soa pa'am rishona. Sheni yored min agomo b'mokam shishmol shorishon. He's not getting off the camel. V'yigia l'shom b'chatzi ha'yom again, u'motzi shom ishto she Yishmael. Amalo, ha'ichenu Yishmael, amalo alachu v'imo liros es ha'gmalim b'amidbar. He went to see the camels. Amalo, t'ni li ma'at lechem at mayim ki ha'yofen nafshi miderech ha'midbar. Same exact thing. Hotzia, he brought out, she brought out water and bread, v'nosnala. Amad Avraham, So he davened for his son Yishmael. V'nismala beiso shel Yishmael mikol tov mimina brachas. And he was filled, the house was filled with good. U'kishabo Yishmael, he gidolo ishto esado vazeh, v'yoda Yishmael she'ad achshav rachmei oviv olo. The rachmim of his father has been on him, shenema kerachim of al bonim. La'acher misa shel Sarah, after Sarah died, chozar Avraham v'lokach es grushoso. Avraham went and he took what? The one that he had divorced. Shenema is a whole discussion which is not for now. Shenema v'yosef Avraham v'yikach isha Ushema Keturah. And most learn Keturah is Hagar. V'lama v'yosef Avram, elokeshe pam rishono yishto, v'od hosif lavo aleha, shema Keturah, she'oitse mekateres v'chol minei besomim, she had all kinds of spices. Dovrach Keturah show you myself, noyim, her actions were nice, Keturahs. V'yodolo shishabonim, Zimron, Yoktan, Medon, Midyon, Yishbok and Suach. Shneema v'tolud lo Zimron. Good. Kisha shimagareshes mibailo. Kachom et Avram v'shilcho me'al Yitzchok b'no. Ba'olam hazeh u'ba'olam abo. It's very, very important. Avram sent them out. What does that mean, sent them out? He doesn't want them to inherit with Yitzchok. And he sent them out, as it says, Vayishalchem ulevnei apilagshim. We spoke about this once before. We're going to touch on it again. Hashel Avram, Nosan Avram Matonos, Vayishalchem, sent them out. And many Rishonim learn, he sent them to the far east. Me'al Yitzchak Beno. Sent them away. Begate Gerishim. Al Shem Bonov Yishmael. Kedor Nikra Al Shem B'nei Kedor. And therefore you have it. Kedma B'nei Kedem. Fine. Shenem Ha'ilu B'nei Kedem. Al Shem Shiyoshu B'achuz Az Kayim. Nikra B'nei Kayim. Chever. Good. So he goes, Elish, what the names were, where they lived. Ash, good. Now, go down, please. Omar Bilam. Right, we got it? Omar Bilam. Mishivim l'shonos shabara kodesh baruch hu b'olamai, from all the l'shonos and all the nations that had that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world, lo sam shemo la'achad mehem. He only put his name in one of them, Ela liYisrael. Hoel v'hishva kodesh baruch hu shemo shel Yishmael l'shmo Shel Yisrael. Now he put his name in Yishmael. So now Yisrael has Hashem's name in him and Yishmael. Look at the pasuk. Oy, miyichye b'yomov. Who's going to live? Shenema, as Bilam said. Oy, miyichye. Who's going to be able to live? Misumo Kale. And what does that mean? From whose name is Kale? Who has Kale in his name?
Meaning which one's going to win?
Yishmael. No, who's going to watch? We're going to see. Reb Yishmael Oymer. Reb Yishmael Moses. Interesting on
it's
the
ironic.
Name. Right? It's interesting somebody calls his child the name. Chamisha osa dvorim asidim b'nei Yishmael lasayz ba'oretz b'achas hayomim. Unbelievable chazalia. They're going to do 15 things in the end of days in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eloheim yimdudu asa oretz b'chavolim. They're going to measure. There are many, well, these things mean different things, but they're going to measure with the ropes. V'yasu beis akvoris l'mir batzon ashpatos. They're going to like pasture the sown there. V'yimdu b'hem u'mehem al roshei ha'orim. V'yirbe ha'sheker. We don't need to translate that. Right? V'sigol she'emes. Also don't need to translate. V'yirchak chok mi'yisoel. V'yirbe avonos b'yisoel. Shoni tolas katzemer. Now that is a question of what that means. V'yikomel ha'niyor v'akumis. The niyor, the kumis and everything of the writing will be like...
It won't work.
Won't work, or it's not going to say what it should say. V'yiposel sela malchus. They're going to make it all, put malchus gone. V'yivnu asorim acharevus. V'yifnu yifanu adorochim. V'yitu ginos upadesim. They're going to plant. V'yidguru pirtzos chomas beis amigdosh. V'yivnu binyan be'ichol. Mamish, piece of prophecy. U'shnei achim yamdu aleim nesim basof. U'v'yimeyam yamdu tzemach ben David. And at the end it's going to come out, ben David. Sh'ne'amal v'yomoyin de'malki inun yikum aloet shemaya. It's going to get up from what? Malcha, there's going to be a king, the Loman, that's going to be forever. Los Chabel. Omer. So he says there's three Melchamesh Muhuma, that's going to bring all kind of bewilderment from the B'nai Yishmael. Lasos V'achris Hayomim Shinema B'nai Chorvis Nodu, B'nai Chorvis HaMelchama. And he has going to do all thing. Now go the next line. The echod b'krach godol shebromi shukovid mishneim. He's going to make it so difficult, as we're going to see a number of chazal as we go along. Umishom ben David yitzmach the yira ba'ovdon shaleilu ve'leilu. Umishom yovel eretz Yisrael. So what's going to be? Ben David's going to get up. He's going to see the wipeout of Yishmael, and from then, Klal Yisrael's coming to eretz Yisrael. Good. Now, let's go a little further. Please turn the page. And if two prokim later, Perek Shnayim B'Shloshim, so he says the following. Now watch carefully. Shisha Nikroya B'Shmoysam, there are six people that their name was called Ad Shlo Noldu.
Before they were born.
And V'eluhem. Yitzchak, as we spoke about last week, about the tzchok, right, the laughter. Yishmael, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shlomo, Yoshiyahu, Shmot Shomashiach, Shiova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'meir B'yameinu. Yitzchak, Minayin, Shnema, V'kor Shmo Yitzchak. V'lom, Nikor Shmo Yitzchak, because of the Yud, as our Rashi brings it, the Yud is the Asara Nisyonos, the telling tests that Avram was tested. The Tzaddik is the 90 years that Sarah Yemenu was when he gave birth to Yitzchak. Ches is the 8 days that Yitzchak were at Shema Mila. He's the first one to get Mila at 8 days. Kuf, that was the 100 years that were to Avram. Yishmael Minayin. What about Yishmael Shenema? V'karasa Shmo Yishmael. Now we saw a pasuk that the pasuk said, why is his name Yishmael? Because Shoma El Kol Onyech. V'loma Nikra Shmo Yishmael She'osi Yedakodesh Baruch Hu L'shmaya B'kol Nakas Om. Hashem is going to hear the voice of the crying of the nation of Klal Yisrael. Mima she'asidin b'nei Yishmael, what Yishmael is going to do, la'asois ba'oretz, to do in the land, ba'achris ha'yomim. Lefichoch nikro shemo Yishmael, shenema Yishmael v'yanem. Hashem will hear our davening and our cries and answer. Now look at the Radal, please. Top left corner. V'lama nikra shmo Yishmael she'osid. B'kro k'siv she'omer lo ha'malach tam Hashem. Right? And the Pasuk gave us a different reason. Ki shoma Hashem elonyech. V'kan lo sogi lo'ibach. But here it's not enough. Why? Because Yishmael is mashma loshin osid. So shoma means what he heard. So it should have been shomakel, shomael. And what's yishma? Lishma. So that's what he means. Lachain dorish lei osid Hashem lishma b'kol nakas b'nei sara me'inu yishmael osam. Kishom Hashem el onyech, he's going to hear shemipnei shein susaro sologo lefichoch shom Hashem el onyech shiyo lechos biad zara, as we know the Balaturim and we saw, and therefore that what ultimately is going to get back, and Sarah is going to cry out, and then Hashem will listen. So his name is Yishmael. Because of the pain, he's going to afflict us, and we're going to cry out. And when we cry out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen. That's a very important point, which we're going to get to as we go along. Notice that it doesn't say that when you're against Yishmael, Torah is the answer. It doesn't say that. There's only one thing that's the answer against Yishmael. Tefillah, nothing else. Kishom Hashem, what? What's he going to hear? He's going to hear what? Bekol nakas om. He's going to hear the cry. And then he's going to listen and answer them. So the way to fight Yishmael is tefillah. And that's this that we have to know. We'll see it. Let's turn. You have to first define. We have here Kapitel Tilim. Shir HaMalos L'David. Lule Hashem Shehoyolonu. If it wouldn't be that Hashem was with us, Yoyma no Yisrael. That's what Yisrael now says. Lule Hashem Shehoyolonu Bikum Oleinu Odom. Now we know the Gemara in Megillah says, "Kum aleinu Adam velo Melech." Who's that? Haman. That's what the Gemara in Megillah says. But notice that the affliction is coming from someone who's not a Melech. He's an Adam. Azai chayim bilounu, as he says, then alive. He would have swallowed us, this Odom. Becharos apom bonu, when they get their anger against us. Hazayamayim shitofunu, the waters would have flooded us. Nachlo aval nafshenu, the currents would have surged right over us. Hazayavar al nafshenu amayim azaydonim. Baruch Hashem, shaloi nesonu teref lishineim, that he didn't give the prey. Who? That's us, in their hand, in their teeth. Nafshenu kitzipor nimuto. We flew away like a bird. Mipach yokshim, hapach nijbor, vanachnu nimlotnu. We were able to fly away. Azreinu b'shem Hashem ma'aseh shemayim v'aretz. Right? Now comes. Let's learn a little bit about and from Reb Chaim Vital. As we know, Reb Chaim Vital was lived at the end of the 1500s, and he was from the main Talmidim of the Arizal, and he wrote many svarim to explain the Ari, but this is Pirish, quote, in Pshat, unquote, on Tehillim, or on Nach, it's found in the Sefer. Bottom paragraph, Pasuk Aleph, Shir HaMalos, Lule Hashem Shoyolonu, Kva Yodato, Kiagolos Einom Elodale. There are only four golos: Bavel, Modai, Yavon, and Edom. Aval Oda Sidin Yishev Shlios Ba'achis Hayomim. We're still going to have to go in the end of days, what we'll call for the moment, Golus Yishmael. Kenizke B'pirke D'Rebeloza, V'Medrash Chalazal, Sefer Azor B'Sof Lech Lecha, U'B'Inyin Masa D'Omadoma, V'Shom B'Pashas Lech Lecha Oma, Ki Yishmael Lihiyoso Ben Avram, since he's the son of Avram, V'Nimol, and he has a mila, nikra para odom, velo odom gomur. He's not a real person. Mitnei shemol, velo para. Avol shar dalet golis, the other four, hein mishulas elachayus. We learned this before Hanukkah last year, when we went through the four different animals coming out of the sea, that was described in Daniel. We learned the Maral on it. As that, it's described what's going on over there. Kiniske b'sefer Daniel. V'nei David ovel ha'sholom. Nisnave b'ruach ha'kodesh. B'mizbar zeh. Kol ma sheyisrael rasidin lios begolus aniske. Everything that in this capital is what's going to happen to us in the days of, let's call it, Golus Yishmael. V'nei b'yos yisrael b'golus arba, very interesting insight. All the different exiles, hey masidin lo ma'alu le'ashem shoyulonu, keloma, ata b'dalet ha'golu yiseilu, hayinu oivdim l'gamre, k'ma shekosev, ha'chazai chai b'lunu. V'soris is ha'mikra keloma Yisrael, that kla yisrael lo le'ashem, if it wouldn't be for Hashem, then we would have been wiped out. Ratzaloima ata beilu adal amalchis. Avol od yesh golus chamishi. Achron lekulam. V'kosha mikulam. Yishmael is worse than all of them. V'golus Yishmael hanikra pera odom, like we said. V'eino nimshol alachayis. He's not even compared to it. And what are they going to say? Lule Hashem, shayolonu bekum oleinu odom. Why? Ki lios odom, l'sibas Yosef ben Avram. Why is he called an odom? Only because he's the son of Avram. V'yesh lo zechus, he has some merit because he's from Avram. K'mo shomatzin ola lu yishmol yichel fenecha. And he also has the zechus of Mila, even though it's not complete. Kizel l'sibazu nikrodom. Lochein goluso takifa. And for that, his golus is stronger. Misha dalid malchis. L'kmo shom chazal. Lochein nikro Yishmael. Al shel sidun Yisrael litzok. Tzaokas gedolus. Tremendous cry out. Bimei galuso, v'oz yishmeim kel, Hashem will hear them, v'yane. Ulefi sheshar ha'umas, tomid hoya behem memshalal shalumas, right, the others at rulership, v'lo kein Yishmael, shetomid hoya arabim, they're always the Arabs, sheikh ne'olim, umidboris, they live in the deserts, they live in tents, they don't have anything to do with the other societies. Elanim Shoyim, Chazal say, list him. They're done to robbers. Hayotzim, they run out. They do what they want to do. Umekavchim b'nei Odom, they come against people. V'chozim oleim, and then they go back to their tents. V'hu yeh per Odom yodo bakol. And that's when he goes out. He attacks people. He does what he wants to do. Runs back to the tents. They're going to have effect on the whole world. Till there it says there's a melech. Ubir, Esa sheyom roz Yisrael begolus Yishmael. Shekom Arabi, Ahu neviim. Mishiflus Godol, he was from the low levels of society. They became important people. People decided to deal with them. When a man got up, if it wouldn't be for Hashem to help us, we'd have been all over. Shu Yishmael, Azai Chayim Bilo Unu. Watch. Kiloma. Unbelievable what he writes here. Kiloma. Bizman Zea Golis Hahu Hu Mishuno Miko Mashova. It's different than any of the others. Why? Kios Chayim, who you wrote some Levloa Sam, Adas Vativlo Mashibolim. Velo Noda Kiboy Kibenu. Kichas Visholim Becharos Apom Bonu. Ritzon Limchol Shem Yisrael Mitachas HaShemayim. What they want to wipe out the name. Kidim Yadov Ablu, Shem Mitzias Noda Klau. Vizel Mechaz Chaim Belunu. Now, in other words, Yishmael wants to wipe us out. Off the map. What they threatened today, it's Mamash who he's talking. Exactly what he's saying. Masha'en came B'dalad Golis, which is not so by the first four. Why? Chaim Azai, Maim Chaluna. What? Ki Galusim Yosekal. Why? Vainu Oz Domim Lemisha Shotfu Amayim. Because we're underwater. But Gufo Kayim was still around. V'lo Nivla Gamri. Ki Anachu V'akov Lo Ova Elal Nafshenu. The first exiles, what did they want? The main thing they wanted was nafshenu, right? Well, for example, the Greeks, as we've talked about many times, they wanted nafshenu, right? Babel. V'lo ala guf, masha'en kein golus Yishmael, hasher b'lo nuchayim bios b'guf, v'netzvesh nukhubarim yachad. They want everything. They're not interested. Ubiyu mawe efresh azeh. So he says, originally it started, all they wanted was to get rid of the Jewish religion. So he proves over there. All they wanted was get rid of the religion. Don't learn Torah. As we know what happened. Because they didn't want but get our soul. But we didn't listen. We didn't do it. So then it eventually developed into that they were killing us. But what was the whole intent? Was really get rid of the religion. Then we started to get killed. When we didn't want to give up the religion. But that's not these people. So therefore, what do they want? Top of the next page. Third line down. Masha'en came begolus Yishmael. Shem rotzim la'rog nafshos v'gufos u'lechalos his mom and Yisrael, take away the Jewish money v'levlo amchayim, swallow them alive v'lo li'shoyer lo'chem shoresh v'onof. What did they say? Wipe, they said, it's exactly what they say today. Wipe the name of Israel off the map. Gam yirmaz elmayim azaydonim. So they had all different things, and we had different people that came against us, but they didn't. But now it's a different story. And look what he says here, a few lines down. This is what they did to us in Spain and Portugal. But even though what they did it, there's still, in all of that, eventually they came back. Thousands came back. And what? And they didn't stay to be goyim. Masha'en came begolus Yishmael. Leitzis Yisrael Tzoros Koshel Meshurinim. Lo Nira Kamaisam. There'll never be anything like them. And there's no hope other than Yadavim to Hashem. and he'll save us. So it's mamish like you wrote it today. This is exactly what he's describing. So if you go back to the kapitel tilim, she'amalus lulei Hashem she'ilonu, yaymeno Yisrael, lulei Hashem she'ilonu, b'kum aleinu adam. When this person, he's not a malach, as I chayim belunu, they would have been swallowed, we would have been gone, and it's only because of Hashem. It's unbelievable peace. Mamish unbelievable. Now, the Maral tells us why isn't there Malchus by Yishmael. So the Maral says, on the next page, the Yesh b'nei Adam Sholem, there are people that ask, the Heichin Ramas Malchus Yishmael. You tell me that there's a hint that shows the four Malchias. Where's Yishmael? She Malchus derav to the Tekifa. It's a very strong. The Tshuva Shei Lezos, the Maral says, the answer, Mashalo Zocha Malchus Yishmael, that we didn't mention it, Kilo Yechoshev HaKosev Raka Malchus Shekiblu Malchus Kadishin El Yoinim. They took the Malchus from Yisrael. She Yishu Malchus Yisubmi Yisrael V'koicham. They may Ludal Malchus, that's these four. Vimloch bought the Malchus Yisrael, and if they wouldn't have stopped Malchus by Yisrael, they never would have gotten to it. Abu Malchus Yishmael, Lo Yorish Kocho Min Malchus Yisrael. They didn't take it from Klal Yisrael. Ki Kocho V'tokfo Notzen Lo Hashem. Hashem gave them certain strength because they're from Avraham. V'Hashem Yizbor Choma Uli Yishmael Shematicho. And therefore, because Hashem gave it to them, that's why they have certain strength. That's where they got it. But they didn't get it from the regular Malchus. And therefore, they're not called a Malchus. What's this Zohar that they keep referring to? Let's see the Zohar itself. Go to the bottom in the Sulam, marked Kuf Tzadik Ches. Good? You see that? Good? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chia, Hulchem Baderach. They were walking on the way. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Yosef says to Rabbi Chia, Loma to Shosek. Why are you quiet? Hari Aderach Eino Metakein Elo B'divrei Torah. How are you going to fix anything up only if we learn on the way? Nenach Rabbi Chia Bacha. He started to moan, and he began to cry. Posach v'oma, v'ati'i sora akora. A sora did not, was not possible to have children. Ain't love a lord. Oh, y'all zeh. Oh, y'all oises mam. Sholido hoga es Yishmael. Because she couldn't give birth, so she gave Hagar, and Hagar gave birth to Yishmael. Amalo Rabbi Yosi, Lama, why? Vasrei Sarah Lida Achashinol de Yishmael. Right afterwards, he gave birth. She gave birth by Yolo Ben Gez Hakodesh, and she had Yitzchok. Lama Toma Oi, what's Oi? Watch, Amalo Atoroe Vaniroe. Unbelievable. You see and I see. This is what I heard. Ubachisi, and I cry. Shoma, by Aloysius man, ki mishom shitsora nekva, kosavatoma sora lavrom, bonoil shimchosi. Live with my maidservant, vakeina shom the lohogor. So was the moment for Hogor. Loreshit sora gevirto, bohoyo lohogor ben me Avraham. V'Avraham Oma Lu Yishmael Yichil Efanecha. Only it should only be Yishmael. V'Afal Pisha Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevaselo Al Yitzchok. His Dapig Avraham Be Yishmael. Avraham had what to do with Yishmael? Hat Shakadosh Baruch Hu Shivo Hu Li Yishmael Shematicha. I listened to Yishmael. Why? Because he had what to do with Avraham. V'Achakach Nimol. V'nichnis b'bris ha-kodesh. Miterem shiyotze Yitzchak olam, before Yitzchak came out. Hu bo re'ei. Arba me yeshonim oma amunah shol b'nei Yishmael. Ubikesh lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oma lo, mi she'nimo yesh lo chelek b'shemecha. Doesn't somebody who have a mila have something to do with your name? Oma lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem said, Ken. Yeah. Oma lo, v'arei Yishmael, she'nimo, lama ein lo chelek b'ch. Why doesn't he have anything to do with you? Like Yitzchak. Amalo, Zenimul Karoi, because Yitzchak had Mila properly, the Zenokach. Vilaod, Elishelum is Dakhtim B, his children are cleaving to me. Karoi, Lishmona Yomim, the Elam Rechokim Yimeno Hakama Yomim, the others are far away. Amalo, Asav Al Koze, but still, even Shenimul. He shouldn't get good. Watch. What did the Rabbeinu Shalom do? Kalape tainis asar. Hirchikis b'nei Yishmael medveikis elyon. Look at these words. Watch these words. V'nosan lohem lemato ba'oretz Hakadosha, and they have what to do in the Holy Land, Bishvil Hamila Shebaim.
Even not complete.
Even not complete. Ve'asidin b'nei Yishmael lishlot aleretz Hakadosha zman harbe b'shoshi reka mikol. K'mo shamila lehem, like their mila was empty. Ve'im ya'akfu es b'nei Yisrael yiloshuv l'makomom. He's not going to let us come back. Till the merit of the bris runs out. They're going to cause big wars. Edom is going to have with them. They're going to have a war. Achas alayam. Achas hayabosha, v'achasom uchi yisholayim, v'yimshlu eilu aleilu, v'aretz hakadosha lo timotzel b'nei Edom. But Edom's not going to get the land. Bosa zman, yisora amechot misof olam al romi, there's going to be a nation that comes, there's going to be a war, they're going to be in every nations, they're going to go come together, fight, and they're going to wipe out b'nei Yishmael min haaretz. And therefore, it's going to be. And the last part, Umisham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yamin, v'atoru b'yamin, and therefore it's the min, and he's going to lift up the min, his right hand, the Lord's love, his shia yamincha, v'aneini, v'zman ha'adhu, then it is over the efa, then it's going to be, v'yirmahu yi Hashem echod v'shmayachon. But you see that Yishmael has something in the land. Therefore, a lot of the problems that we have with Yishmael is because of the bris and because Avram took care of him. And therefore, we suffer from it. Let's continue. In Parshas Vayishlach, when you're speaking about Esav, Pasuk Mem, Ve'elu Shmos Alufei Esav, Lemishpechosam, Limikmakomosam, Bishimosam. Now, let's contrast. Let's go back to what we saw by Yishmael. By Yishmael, that's not what the Pasuk said. What the Pasuk said by Yishmael was, the Eile Shmos, first page, the Eile and B'nei Yishmael, the Eile Shmosam, Bechatzeirehem uvetirosam. Here by Yishmael it says, Lemishpachosam, Limekmekomosam, in their place. Bishmosam. What's the difference? So let's turn the page. So, in the beginning, so Rav Hutna brings this that we spoke about, this Balaturim we mentioned. Good. Okay. But this is all fine, but we have to get to a certain point. You have to remember that in September 70, there was hijackings. Right? It was a Sunday morning. They went and they hijacked many planes.
Black September.
Right? They landed one plane, a Pan Am plane in Cairo. They gave everybody 10 minutes to get off the plane, and then they're going to blow it up. And in Cairo, they blew up this huge 747. They blew up the plane. The others, they landed in the Jordanian desert. And in the Jordanian desert, it was TWA, Sabina, Swissair, and one other. Now, on the plane, on the TWA plane, was Rav Hutna with his wife and his son-in-law, Rav Gennison David, and his wife, the daughter of Rav Hutna, and a number of Talmidim that had been with him in the summer in Eretz Yisrael. So the whole time, they kept it quiet that he's on the plane, and nobody, you know, they didn't say anything, because then the Arabs would, you know, deal with it. So there were many things. Now, he was there for a while. In fact, recently somebody put out a book, a guy who was a teenager then put out a book recently describing all the things that happened, and he was with Rav Hutna, Rav Yonason David, and he writes a whole book on it. And when he came back Mamish days before Rosh Hashanah. And there was a huge greeting at the airport.
I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had a friend on that plane, David Rea.
He's the one who wrote the book.
Right.
He wrote the book.
Right.
So Rav Moshe went out, and Rav Yankiv went out, and when they saw Rav Hutna, they cried. They said, Bracha, Chaye Amesim. And Mamish was unbelievable. So Rav Hutna always would speak before Rosh Hashanah. That year, it wasn't. So on Rosh Hashanah, he spoke. And then, when it came Sukkot, he spoke. But Rav Hutna never really spoke about the story in public. He said certain things, and I want to show you some things. His daughter, in her seminary, he speaks about it every year, what happened to them in Jordan. And in the middle of the whole thing, there was a civil war, and they ran off, and they put them in certain places. It's a long, long, long story. And in fact, one time they had nothing to eat, and it was Shalosh Shudos. So there was the middle of the war, and the Jordanians were killing each other. So Rav Hutna told her, Gennison, open the shade, a little lookout, and see Rishoyim killing each other. And that's the Hanoh you should have for Shalosh Shudos. That's his Shalosh Shudos. But anyhow, so he came back, and one of the times, on one of the days of Chol HaMoed, he spoke about the difference between Yishmael and Esav. And this is the one what he said. Over here, this mimer is what he said at that time. The Shmini Atzeres was always very joyous and wonderful, but that Shmini Atzeres was no words. Anybody who wasn't there, it's hard to describe what joy is. And in the middle, it was in the sukkah. In the middle, it started to pour. I'm telling you, nobody in the sukkah noticed that it's pouring. And I'm telling you, and usually it was over around 1, and then they would dance our kafas. That year, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was pouring, and nobody noticed it. The joy, it was like the simcha was like beyond. So this is what he said. He speaks about it in the middle, but that's it. Look at Vav. V'zehu inei. Zehu ahevdel. This is the difference between Yishmael and Esav. Esav hu yoresh mamish. Esav inherits. Vo'etein lo Esav ishar seir lo reshes osa. Yerusha lo Esav nosati ishar seir. V'ilu al Yishmael ne'ma lehefech. What does it say? Goresh ha'omazos. Send her out. Ves b'no lo yirish is b'no ha'omazos. And he will not inherit. Esav b'tur yoresh. Mekabel korach yirusha. He has yirusha. Me'avos. Mishiyesh Olzin Ketzavet. You could hear the difference in the Krah. The Chudo Shel Hevdel. The difference between the way you described Esav's children and the way you described Yishmael's children. Eila Alufei Edom. L'mishpotom be'eretz achuzosom. That's their land. U'beinanema b'nisiyei Yishmael. Eilu b'shmosom b'chatzei reyem. There's no inheritance. They're living in their courtyards. U'vetirosom. Eizem in yichud mokom. What place is that for b'kesha l'mina Yishmael? Elaheim eim advarim. Esav is a yoresh. V'yeshlo Moshe Mishalo, he has his own place. The Eretz Mishalo, he has his lands. V'ilu Yishmael ain't a yoresh. He doesn't have inheritance. V'ain lo mokum, he doesn't really have. Alzeh ne'ma b'chatzereim v'tiroisam, she'in yonim hu ha'ayroyas temporary, lumas Moshe. And therefore, what is it, Zion? But Rambam, in his Tshuvas, he explains what's the difference between the Notzrim and the Yishmaelim. That why Notzrim amitzim la'etzim b'teret shebikta. Christians believe in the written Bible, Mashein keina Yishmaelim, whereas the Arabs don't. Lo'or divrei divrei nulel, neforech yishav delazeh. Because Esav, Lo olam lo kafar b'torah shebiksav. Why didn't Esav deny the Bible? Because hu toen shetorah zu yishalo adarab. What they say is that they're Yisrael. Zeh mishum shetorah biksav Esav hu be'emes yorish. Because everybody knows Esav is someone who inherits. So they say you've got the wrong person, but he is an inheritor. Rak Petorish Baal Peh, where it says, Ki be Yitzchok, ki kore lechozera, be Yitzchok, velo kol Yitzchok. So the Yitzchok goes to Yaakov, but not Esav. That they'll deny. In Cain, Kefias Esav, that's only in the Torish Baal Peh. V'abag v'yishmael, le'olam lo'tala atzmo Torish Biksav. They have nothing to do with Torish Biksav either. Why? Shari Torah, Makifo, Som, Le'edya, specifically knocks them out, Kilo Yerush. They have no Yerusha. And that's the way it is forever. That Esav is a Makabel, look at Ches. But that's the way it goes in the history of the world. Esav Lokech Liatzma Torah, he takes the Bible, Yishmael doesn't. Esav has got his Yerusha. He doesn't come with a claim on Eretz Yisrael that it's his. Shari Yisrael chelik b'Yerushal shelo. He got his inheritance. Abba Yishmael, Bob Malokin also, uvechaso. He comes with his anger. Al Eretz Yisrael b'taina shalihi. It's mine. Dugma achema shalmi shelo kiba. And this is the anger of someone who didn't get his inheritance. But that which he thought he was entitled to an inheritance. So he comes against the one who claims they're the right inheritor. B'chol akas, with all of the anger, sharinu kabokamo, einenu bizmanenu, as we see in our time, al nachlas eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you see what's going on. But he goes through another thing. That's a yud. At the end he says, now you see what Rashi says at Shemos Avraham, the pasuk that we saw, Yishkon. Meis Avraham, Nafal. Because as long as Avraham was around, there was a certain understanding what it is. But after Avraham, it's Nafal. Where is it? Eifo Motzinu Shinu B'Yishmoel. After Mises Avram, therefore it says, Nefor v'Yisrael, Yishmael, Eino Yorish. And that's B'chatzereim u'v'tirosam. Now, if you turn the page, it's in the Sefer Zikorin, They don't say who wrote it, but everybody knows his daughter, who is brilliant. And she wrote over in beautiful, beautiful language some of the history and a lot of his ideas. So in here, she wrote about, you see, Agala Rishon that came right away at the waves that came in Elul was when the airplane was hijacked. And then we, on our way back from Arzus Abris, we went through by hijackers, who, Rabbeinu, Mishpachto, and the ones that were with them, and they all went into captivity. And she writes about it over here. Now, if you have a chance, you can go through it. Go on the second page, the bottom paragraph. Nimshach Zechemura. There was a little bit of something that happened on Sukkos. But Maimer de Leil Sheni Ushpizen. Omnam Garian Loisa Maimer, the seeds of what he said on Sukkos, Shomanu Mimenu, we heard from him, Od Biyosenu Chatufim Ba'aviron. When we were in the airplane, we heard the seeds all about it. Yom yom o yom aviyam achotfim mishlochas shel harabim. They would bring us from the Arabs. Maviron oisam b'mevir aviron. They what? They went around the airplane. B'chtei la'atzig l'rotz l'fneim esot z'anitzochen. They would walk by to see the gains that they had made. What? The captives that they have. Hakoros p'neim ontzabayam b'rovam mishlochas b'chotzam. And therefore he said, look at their face, Pera Odom. Omnam Pam Ovar Olov, Echod Miroshus Mishlachas, Velo Tor Ponim Shal Nesichos, Miluichos Beimavir Mishovas Avurim. When he was walking, here Gishalo, he came to Rabbeinu. Atokov Betnuas Nimus, Venetza, he stood there for a number of minutes, Lachlev Sicho, he to have a conversation with him. Lacha Ovro, and after he left, Hey Rabbeinu, Haponim Shelo, Heibiu, Partzichleit, Facial, Nesicha Shel Yishmael, Ponim Keilu, this type of face, Lo Nimtzu, Lo Timtzu Bebenei Yesa, Yesh Lo Kol Ofei Asifika Shel Ponim Yishmael. Now he has the whole face of Yishmael, nothing of Esa. So we asked him to explain it to us. He just didn't say. All he said was, Shal Yishmael, it says, Alufim. But he didn't explain it to us. Right? Then, Ubehemis Moed Sukkis, he said over, and here he has, this was printed before those Maimorim came out. So they wrote over what he said. Right? Now, look at the top paragraph. You have a chance to look through. There's some very interesting insights. La'acha shenigmaru. After he finished divrei ha'maimer, he finished saying this that we used to learn. La'acha shenifrad miyoshvei ha'sukkah. Everybody left the sukkah and everybody went home. Bikashnu, we asked them lishmoa to hear a sakesher ben divrei ha'maimer between what he said, beinosa amira, that statement that he made in the airplane. What was the connection? Heshiv, Alponova Yev Shaliros, Covid Greda. You could see there's some honor, something. Covid She'eno Mu'uriv in Koach, Covid Yeshlo. Malchus Einlo. You could see on his face some Covid maybe, but you won't see Malchus on the face of an Arab. V'ilu be'esav, COVID, beloved Hakoach. You could see COVID, you could see Malchus. So you had to be him, obviously, to be able to see that on the face. Fine.
So how could they convert? It seems they'd be excluded from Christ.
What?
They don't have any of their paradigm.
What is it? What is it? Ger? Ger takes on a whole new makeup. Right? How can a guy become a yid? How does that work? It was born without the neshama Torah. Because it becomes it now becomes new. That's ger.
This guy
he's newborn, and no relatives, no nothing, because he's a new neshama. Now,
if you look at the face of the ones that have, you know, given up the terrorism, like the son of Hamas, they look, you know, much more civilized. They look totally different.
I don't know. Maybe you're seeing different pictures than I am.
I'm talking about the ones that have gone over to the, you know, to the good guys.
I just say to you, maybe I see different pictures than you do. Shmuel is Yishmael. Okay, let's see. Then Michta Meliyahu. This has to do with the peace. Now we're going to see deeper. We're going to see very, very important point of what we discussed last week. What the mile of Klal Yisrael coming from Avram's Ava with Yitzchak's Yira, this control. Now look at the paragraph that starts. Hinei l'Avram o yimidas ikris. On the next page. On the next page of the Mishpat. Yeah. Hinei l'Avram o yimidas ikris chesed. Avram had this midah called chesed. Shehoyse tuvua b'mahusoy. That's in the very makeup of him. Umidas Mishnayis and Shikonai Seba Molov and Isyonov Hagavura of MS. And he got Gavura and MS, as we talked last week, as he got it from the Akedah. Be Yishmael. Now the Radal writes that Avram, that they wanted to have what to do with Avram. So they took on the Midah of Chesed. And the Radal writes that that's why, and the Mepeket Rebelezer, that that's why you can see the Arabs will take in of their own kind, they're very hospitable. They'll take them in, they'll take care of them. They're chesed till today. Where'd they get this from? Because they're from Avram. But it's not their very makeup. It's something they took on. The Yishmael, Shalohutal Olov Ki Yitzchak, it's not like Yitzchak. Hatafkir anala avos derech hadosh shel avodas Hashem la'olam. Yitzchak brought in a new thing called Yira, as we went through at length last week. Yorish b'derech hateves amido ikrit shel aviv v'aisalo l'tchuna tivis. So he took what his own Yira, what he got from his father Ava, and he has now Ava and Yira. V'nimtzu shecholko v'tafkido. His chesed is in control because of this midah called gevura. So the gevura and the chesed are a check and balance of that which we said. And Yishmael didn't. Nisafeich. Chazdo lechesed shebetuma. What's the ultimate in chesed of tuma? Znus. And that's why you find it by the Arabs till today. Because they have chesed, but they have no limits. Right. And it's interesting because we find in the middle of the description of somebody who did the wrong, chesed, in the list of the arayas, says chesed also. Chesed without limitation brings to znus. If you don't have other gevura, only chesed, Kain Yorash Esav mi Yitzchok. On the other hand, Esav got from Yitzchok what? The gevura and Yira. And what does he do with his Yira when it's the extent? Not like Yitzchak who had with him Chesed. Hinichol is talking b'li gvulis. Esav on the other hand is also unlimited. B'yotza l'tar v'sura to bring fear to the people. How? Gaiva and Ritzicha. So that's where Avrad Esav is the killer, and Znus is by Yishmael. Tremendous piece. By Yedezen is Baramidas Ovis. Because from the Choshech, once again, you see the Or. The Ayidei Kishlonam Chalelu, by the when that Yishmael has, you see what the Ovis did on the good side. In the purity, right? Now comes the line, which we're just going to say it today. We have to discuss it, yes? Avu Yaakov Avinu, Shemidos El Emes, Lo Yeshayich Lebirurim. See, what happened? So Rav Hutton would say it this way. If, let's say, some story, something happened to Avram Avinu that needed Yira. What would Avram have to do? He'd have to first overcome his natural chesed and ava, and then he would do
yira.
What happens if Yitzchak had to come along with ava? Same deal. But now Yaakov
has both.
So whatever is needed, he naturally has it ready to go. Titein emes leYaakov. That's why Yaakov has emes, because to him
emes is the by definition emes is the combination
right. And ready to
of
go
Ava Yira and
ready to go and go right.
So
we'll later we'll discuss more.
So we said Esav is Ritzicha and Yishmael is Nos. Yishmael is also big.
This has
big
to do with something that we talked about 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Remember, what did Esav want? Esav wanted to destroy Yaakov totally.
Right.
So what did he do? He came to marry the daughter
of
Yishmael.
Right.
We went through that to Arichas. Right. So there's the combination
so that's
of where Esav comes to Yishmael, and that we went through it then.
Mm-hmm.
And but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Yishmael died before the marriage.
Right.
So it wasn't in its full. Right? But it's going to be a day that Esav's Yishmael, right? When you see Putin in Iran and Iraq, now you know what we're talking. That's what we went through at length then, right?
Right, that's right.
Let's go further.
Did Christian Lot represent the ultimate chesed without Gevurah that led to Znus?
Lot is like Yishmael. It's learned. He lived by Avram. Learned. It's not the natural. And you see how he dealt with Sodom. He had to do it. Right? Okay. Look at this pasuk here in Masai. Yimlos Arishu as Yoshvei Haaretz Mipneichem Vahoyo Asher Sorsiru Mehem, what you leave over that you don't take in the land, it's going to come in like thorns in your side. They're going to cause you tremendous pain. You're in the land. But because you didn't get it all and you didn't do everything, they're going to get you. Look at this Or HaChaim. It's an unbelievable Or HaChaim. Look at this Or HaChaim. It's on that last page there, the page of the Chumash on the left side toward the bottom. Or HaChaim. Vitzoru eschem al oretz. You see that? Not on that page. Yeah? On the left side. Vitzoru eschem. Pirish. Lo lemevad sheyachziku b'chelek al b'oretz shelo zechitzim bo. Not only are they going to take land that you didn't get to, you took it over and you dwelled in it. They're going to cause you tremendous pain. Lo makomu, get up, tsumeinen, get out of here. Upirshu teves al kederchom al hashemrisim al hashaloki dashtim. It's mamish like that we're living that. Mamish did Zorach Chaim. The last thing is, this is a piece. He doesn't speak directly. He speaks about Amalek. This is from Rabbi Chonin Wasserman, Shem Yenokim Domei. Now look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of the page. He speaks about different things, what you need. V'chein ha-gezeiros al Yisrael. And so it's true about all the decrees, hein b'shnei ha-fanim. Uvechol gezeirot tzorech lahavchin me'ezeh sim ofeni. You must know where it's coming from, so that you will be able to fight it properly. Now, as we go back to that Pirkei de Rebbe Lozer, that when Yishmael is going to come against us, and what's going to be, what are you going to do? They're going to have to cry out. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen. So the answer against Amalek might have been one way. But against Yishmael, as we went through at length, is the only thing is tefillah and tshuva, nothing else. And that's the answer against Yishmael. It's not to fight, it's not to come against them, that's not going to do the job. Because they have certain rights, as we know. We saw in the Zohar, they have certain rights. Right? And then with this Ha'ara Chaim, it's Mamish Posik in the Chumash itself. So the only thing that we have is tefillah, and that's what we have to do against Yishmael. And this is what we're suffering from today, is Shrekel. So what I think we should do, we should say one or two Kapitel Chtilim together. We should be Zeicher to see once and for all the end of Yishmael, and we should be able to see the time, Klal Yisrael in its glory, in the land that we belong in. So I think we should take a Tillim. We should say some Tillim together. In the back of the article is Tillim. First one will say, the normal Bashir Malas, or Bashir Lamalas that we say. Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph. Shilam Alois, Esoinai.